WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachments, our daily secure affirmations. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something super powerful. Cultivating self-compassion through journaling. Now, I know what you're thinking. Journaling, isn't that just for angsty teenagers? Hold on. This is not your diary from middle school, where you spilled your deepest secrets and frustrations, although there's nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned angst session every now and then. This is about building a kinder, more understanding relationship with yourself, the kind of friend you'd want by your side during tough times. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Sometimes we trip, stumble, and even fall flat on our faces. But how we respond to those moments matters. Do we beat ourselves up? Or do we offer ourselves a little grace and understanding? That's where journaling comes in. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, ugh, more self-help stuff, hear me out. Journaling isn't about being perfect or writing eloquent prose. It's about creating a safe space for your thoughts and feelings to flow freely. Think of it like a warm bath for your soul, a chance to relax, unwind, and just be yourself without judgment. So, what are the juicy benefits of journaling your way to self-compassion? 1. Emotional awareness. Ever felt like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no map? Journaling helps you pinpoint those feelings, understand their triggers, and process them in a healthy way. It's like having a therapist in your pocket, but without the awkward small talk. 2. Shifting negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and insecurities. But with journaling, you can start to identify those negative thought patterns and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have? Often, we discover our inner critic is just a grumpy old voice that needs to be silenced. 3. Practicing gratitude. Ever feel like life's throwing lemons your way? Well, guess what? Journaling can help you shift your focus to the good stuff. By taking time to reflect on things you're grateful for, big and small, you cultivate a more positive outlook. And trust me, a little gratitude goes a long way. 4. Building self-acceptance. Let's be real, none of us are perfect. We make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we just plain mess up. Journaling allows you to acknowledge those imperfections without judgment, helping you accept yourself, flaws and all, as part of the beautiful journey called life. 5. Creating a safe space. Your journal is your sanctuary, a place where you can be completely honest with yourself, no matter how messy or vulnerable those thoughts might feel. Remember that time when you really messed up something important? Maybe it was a presentation at work, a missed deadline, or even just saying the wrong thing to someone you care about. I'm betting you remember the feelings, the disappointment, the self-doubt, the urge to just crawl under a rock and hide. Well, imagine if instead of berating yourself, you had sat down with your journal and said something like, "Okay, I messed up this time, but it's not the end of the world. What can I learn from this? How can I do better next time?" That shift in perspective from self-criticism to self-compassion can make all the difference. You wouldn't beat up a friend for making a mistake, so why do we treat ourselves with such harshness? So, my friends, here's the takeaway. Journaling is a powerful tool for cultivating self-compassion. It helps you connect with your emotions, understand your thoughts, and build a kinder relationship with yourself. Start small, even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Write down your feelings, practice gratitude, challenge those negative voices, and remember that you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding just as you are. Now go out there and rock your journey to self-compassion. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little dose of self-love. And if you have any journaling tips or stories, drop them in the comments below. I love hearing from you. See you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.